This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Biden administration is proposing a ban on menthol-flavored cigarettes as a Colorado bill to do the same thing is running out of time. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Health and civil rights groups say the tobacco industry for decades aggressively marketed to black communities and caused higher rates of smoking-related illness and death. Leanne Wheeler, a tobacco reform advocate from Aurora, lost her parents to cancer after years of smoking menthol cigarettes.
I'm elated. I have a full understanding that there's still a legal and political calculus to be navigated, but for the moment, I am ecstatic.
Tobacco companies oppose the move, saying it'll fuel illegal sales. A bill to ban flavored tobacco, including vape products, popular with some young Coloradans, passed a pair of state committees, but it awaits a next hearing, with lawmakers adjourning in a couple of weeks. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The fight over whether a Republican congressional candidate can use an anti-Biden slur as his nickname on the ballot may be decided by Colorado's Supreme Court. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The case was brought by State Representative Dave Williams. He wants the phrase "Let's go, Brandon" included as part of his name on the ballot in the race for the 5th Congressional District. A lower court ruled that the Democratic Secretary of State was within her authority when she disallowed the phrase on the grounds that it's a campaign slogan and not a bona fide nickname. Even if the court takes the case, it may come too late to change June primary ballots, which have to be finalized today. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. If you're hoping for rain, which we desperately need, this weekend may bring some to the upper part of the Front Range. Meanwhile, highs across the state will peak in the lower 70s with sunshine.